This erratic vision isn't new. Former Badoo employees who worked on the Bumble app said Wolf Herd sometimes announced new features to the press and then asked the team to build them. The company spokesman said, Bumble has never announced a feature without the full awareness of the product development team. Later that day, I sat in on a planning meeting for the New York Coffee Shop and Bistro, which was set to open in December. It's called Brewery, Wolf Herd said. During the day, it's brew, and then it's this Uri nighttime thing. Brew, Uri, could be a meetup spot for Bumble dates and a way to introduce people to the brand who didn't know about the app. Bumble had signed a lease on a space in Soho and teamed up with Delicious Hospitality Group for the food. Boom, said Caroline Ellis Roach, Bumble's chief of staff, when she showed Wolf Herd's renderings of the restaurant. How cute is that? She'd revealed a royal blue brick exterior accented with Bumble's signature shade of yellow for a sort of French bistro look. There were striped awnings, sidewalk seating, and terrazzo floors. Ellis Roach clicked through slides of coffee cup coaster, and napkin prototypes as Wolf Herd reacted with a, keep going, or this is good. At one point, there was an intense discussion about whether the pattern on to-go cups could be triangular or squiggly. Let's be mindful not to be too copycat of other brands we love, Wolf Herd said. I don't want it to look like we're borrowing too much from Outdoor Voices or Glossier or The Wing. Let's be our own thing.